Hello, this is Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio. This week, we're going to have a rebroadcast of one of our earlier classic podcasts. We hope you enjoy it, and thanks so much for listening. Episode number 467. Is a Facebook endorsement really a referral? This is part of the Ask Ivan series. If you have a question for Ivan, email him at this address, askivan@bni.com.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast brought to you by networkingnow.com, which is a leading site on the net for networking downloadables. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you? And where are you?
I am on the road still. I'm in Northern California at the Transformational Leadership Council meeting. I've mentioned it a number of times here on the podcast. I'm a member of TLC, which is the organization that was founded by Jack Canfield, who wrote the book, this book series, Chicken Soup for the Soul. And we do these events twice a year, and they're really, I learn a lot, and I come back to BNI with a lot of great concepts from these.
Oh, great. Well, what is this topic that you have about Facebook?
Yeah, so, you know, there is a broader topic in here, and that is what constitutes a real referral. But let me address the question as it was asked. It was asked by Michelle. Michelle's a BNI director. And the question is pretty straightforward, but it also has a sort of an addendum, which I'll read the whole thing. Michelle says she's been having some interesting discussions with a few directors, members, and members regarding referral requests for Facebook page likes. A referral request, a member is standing up a chapter and requesting a like for their Facebook page and saying that it would be a referral. So she's asking, if I stand up as a member and give my weekly presentation and say my referral request today is that you like my company's Facebook page, can my fellow members that go to Facebook like my business and submit a referral? So that's the question. So I'm going to give you the pros and cons of this answer, and many of these were suggested by Michelle, and I'm going to share some of those. But let's first start by talking about what's the definition of a referral.
Mm-hmm.
A referral is the opportunity to do business with someone in the market to buy your product or service. I'll repeat that. A referral is the opportunity to work with someone, to do business with someone who's in the market to buy your product or service. Now, here's the caveat that many people have heard me talk about that makes this topic come up, and that is that you as an individual member may redefine that definition as it applies to you only. So, Priscilla, I can't redefine that as it applies to you, but I can redefine it as it applies to me, and I'll tell you where this stems from. This stems from chapters that, and I did this myself when I was a business consultant, and I was a member of BNI. I took a referral for a potential speaking engagement as a referral. I said, look, if you could refer me to an organization that would like to bring me in, and I, at that time, I did free talks to service clubs.
Uh-huh.
So you know, just a referral to a service club to go speak, I'll count that as a bona fide referral. Why? Because the speaking engagements, I got a ton of business as a result of doing these free speaking engagements. So the short answer to this is, you can redefine it as it applies to yourself. But let's talk about whether it's a good idea or not. So we'll begin with some of the reasons why it might be a good idea. First is that the member's redefining the the definition of a referral for themselves only. They can never apply it to someone else. And that sometimes gets a little tricky. So, but that is one. Next is referrals are really in the eye of the beholder. Just you know, some professions will ask for referrals, like for me, a speaking engagement, a non-paid speaking engagement back then was great. So yes, referrals are in the eye of the beholder. Facebook pages need a specific number of likes to get the analytics for postings. And sometimes people judge a Facebook page, a business page, by how many likes they have. For example, if you're looking for, Michelle said that if you're looking for an auto detailing company in the area and has 10 likes and there's another one with 900 likes, you might pick the one with 900 likes. Frankly, I'd try to pick the one where somebody that I know personally refers them. But I get it where the likes are important. I really do get that. So those are some reasons why you might say yes. Let me give you the reasons for no, and then let me give you my opinion. This was an Ask Ivan question, so I'm going to give you my opinion. Reasons for no is it really an opportunity to do business? Well, I think that's clear. It's not. But there is that caveat that you can redefine a referral for yourself. How would the VP do the referral reality check? Yeah, that would be tough. And the like isn't going to generate any thank you for closed business. That's true. Here's my opinion on this. My recommendation is twofold. First and foremost, if this is really an issue in your chapter, the membership committee should get engaged with it and have a discussion about whether this is really a legitimate referral or not. Get the membership committee involved. My personal recommendation is no, this is not a referral. It's an endorsement. In the same way that I have for many years said, ask people, if you do business with somebody, ask them to write up a letter, or you know, you draft up an endorsement statement and ask them to put their name to it or edit it, or ask them, you know, if they'll write it up themselves, that's even better. But you know, busy people sometimes don't have time to write it up. So, you know, I have asked people, what did you like most about working with me? They gave me three or four phrases, and I wrote up something with those three or four phrases and gave it to them. And to me, that's an endorsement. That's a thank you. I don't think it's a legitimate referral, but I'd leave that up to the individual member and the chapter membership committee. But my recommendation is don't use it for that. It I think devalues what a referral is. The speaking engagement led to bona fide thank you for closed business that ended up being trackable. I could track how many referrals I got for a free speaking engagement and how many clients that I got. And I always came back and thanked the member who gave me that free referral, which was my marketing technique for generating business, and how much business I generated from it. You can't generate that from this. And so my advice to all members is make a like, an endorsement, and a thank you, not a referral. What are your thoughts, Priscilla?
Yeah, I think it's more of a branding kind of activity. So you're helping that person in terms of how the public sees them. It's not going to lead directly to a financial gain. So I think you're right. It's not really a referral. It's just an endorsement.
I think it is. And I think, you know, as BNI members, we should support each other.
Yeah.
And this is an easy thing to do. You know, I've seen chapters where they had a like month, you know, where they ask everybody this month, can we, you know, here's a list of all of our websites.
Uh-huh.
Can we, you know, this month, anytime, a little at a time, you don't have to do it all at once. Can you go like everybody's page? I've seen that.
Yeah.
What a great team building thing where, you know, you get everybody to support one another and help one another. And you know, when somebody has done everyone, I saw one chapter where they said, well, they've done everyone, drop an email to the vice president so the vice president can say, so-and-so and so-and-so has liked all of your pages. Let's give them a big round of applause. Thank you so much. And you recognize people that have completed the process. This is a real team-building exercise more than a referral. And that would be my advice, Michelle. I hope that answers your question.
Perfect. I think that's great. Thank you so much, Dr. Meisner. Well, I'd just like to remind the listeners that this podcast has been brought to you by networkingnow.com, which is the leading site on the net for networking downloadables. Thank you so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we hope you'll join us next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.